By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried, tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us, he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
The second reading is just a couple of verses from Lamentations. It's Lamentations 3, verses 21 and 22. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail.
Father, we pray that now you may bring life to this word. Text that normally, Lord, we don't meditate or even remember many times, but help us to see you and what you want to teach us behind all that. It's all about you today. Help us to remember and help us, Lord, to keep walking even with our lives. That's why we pray, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I'm sure that many of you are thinking, where on earth is Louis going with this text? But today is Remembrance Sunday, as you all know. And today is the time that we have to remember. Like King George V, who made the first Remembrance Day on November 1919. With the idea to remember those who died, those who lived, and to learn with the terrible war. People all around the planet suffered with the war. And is still suffering today. He's still under pressure today. You might think Louis has a Brazilian and we never had a war in our country. But I lost my both grandparents because of the Second World War. My father's father, he went to the Second World War. Brazil went and sent 19,000 people to fight with Italy, or in Italy, with the coalition. And my grandfather, he drive a truck every morning collecting the bodies that were perishing on the front line. After the war, he went back to Brazil and he became crazy. He got crazy because of everything that he saw. And finally he died when he was 43 years old. Leaving my father, 10 years old boy, alone. Many people in Brazil suffered because of the war. A time where everything that was produced in Brazil was sent to the war. I remember when I went to America the last time after the September 11, I saw the plaque that they put on the ground zero, and that is now on the top floor saying, may we never forget. Almost 90 years after King George V put the Remembrance Day, they start still saying, may we never forget. But it's exactly because of September 11 and everything that happened in Ground Zero that a lot more wars first started. And I always remember the phrase that was in Auschwitz when they finally stopped the concentration camp in Auschwitz. They read in a very large wall, remember not to forget all the pain and suffering in the world. I remember a phrase of also John Wesley that says, whatever one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. Whatever one generation learns to cope with, the next generation will have for granted. I praise the Lord for men and women that decided to pay the price for my life when they didn't know me. People like my grandfather, or Bill that is here, that went to war to grant freedom to people that he never met before. But also remember Sunday is a day that we can remember someone that died for me when we were still enemies. And today we celebrate that with our community. Remembrance is a time to remember. But how can we remember and keep living a life that glorifies God? That is the main question. How can we remember what is important and how can we keep walking and forgetting things that we're supposed to forget? The two texts that they read for us here, the one in Psalms 137, that is one of the hardest text on the Bible to preach on, let's be honest. Whoever likes to do a devotional based on the verse 9 or other verses of Psalm 137, a very dark verse that we don't like even to share with people many times. But that was a people that could not forget. And also, Jeremiah in Lamentations 3 is also a man that could not forget, and how that blessed him. I'd like to share with you first Psalm 137. When the people of God, they were captive in Babylon. They took the people of God and they led them to a foreign land where they were captives. They were under pressure and dominion and rule of other people. And then because they couldn't forget, and they couldn't keep going, they stopped to live. They stopped to have everything that God had for them. Do you understand that? Remember, Sunday is not the day where we stop to live because of what happened. It's the day that we celebrate and we learn of what happened in order to keep going. It's the day that we say thank you to people like Bill, that we say, thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me, but now I will live a life that you couldn't have because of me, to honor you. Now we keep going. And I love the phrase that you said at the end. Can you repeat the last phrase that you said before you leave? When you get home?
When you get home, tell your friends and family that for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
Amen! I think that's exactly the message that Jesus was saying on that cross. Hey, I'm giving my life for you. I'm taking your death upon me. So now have freedom and keep going. Celebrate my death, living my life. And the best way that we can celebrate the life of people like Bill is having a life worth living. And honoring everyone that died and everyone that perished and families that suffered, saying, I'm living a life that they could not have in memory of them, in celebration of their sacrifice and love. But in Psalm 137, those captives in Babylon, they were so anguished, so bitter, so frustrated with their situation that they couldn't leave. To the point that the people in Babylon came to them and said, hey, can you sing a worship for me? It's on the Bible. Can you sing some songs from Zion? Can you sing some songs from your church? Can you sing some songs about God? And do you know what they answered? I prefer to have a stroke than to do that. It's on the Bible. Read it. It's there. He said, look, may my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. Make my right hand forget its skill and just do like this. Which illness is that when someone cannot speak and start to do this with their hands and start to... It's a stroke. What they were saying is, God, these people. I prefer to have a stroke than to share Jesus, or Jesus wasn't on that time, but I prefer to have a stroke than to share God with you. I prefer to die than to have you living. That's a very complicated passage. This is the most anti-missionary text on the whole Bible. This is a very complicated text. But that's the reality of many people nowadays that cannot live because of what happened. People that cannot live or celebrate life because they still in prison of the past.
Yes.
And then they said, I prefer to have a stroke than to be happy. I prefer to have a stroke than to forgive that person. I prefer to have a stroke than to celebrate life. No, we don't never say that. No, but sometimes our act and our behavior is exactly that. I'll never forget. Might be a blessing. Might be a curse. We will never forget all the sacrifice that enabled us to live. But live is the most important word of that message. Live. Have a life worth living. Live in a way that people like me will be proud of you. Saying, I would do it again if necessary is. Like the message that for me Jesus would always say, I will die for you if necessary is, all over again because you are worthy. Not because you are very good or support Manchester City, no! That may help, but it's not that! See that? But because God sees Jesus in you. So don't do like them. Good people, but so marked by their past that they couldn't live a life worth living. They didn't understand that to remember, we don't need to suffer all over again. And remember the phrase from Edmund Burke that says, those who don't learn with history will repeat it again. If you don't learn with what happened, you will just keep doing and keep repeating the same history. So learn with the past. Celebrate what people did for you, but move on. And have a different life because of the past. We need to have a different future because of the sacrifice of many people. And we can celebrate that. But also we can have a different future in life because of the sacrifice of Jesus, and it's time to celebrate that. Mm-hmm. Now we can see Lamentations 3:21, someone that also could not forget. Jeremiah, a man that was suffering in the most complicated ministry. Crying prophet. Someone in a very complicated environment. And he also keep remembering something, but what he said, I bring to my mind what gives me hope. Or, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. Two examples, but Jeremiah said, you know what? I'll keep bringing to my mind what gives me hope. What will enable me to walk. To live a life. Knowing that Jesus paid for my past. It's done. Now live a life. People like Bill and my grandfather already fought the battle that I had to fight to be free. So let's live like free men and women. Let's celebrate that. And then we all can have a life in freedom, because it's for freedom that Jesus has set us free. And I'm sure that many people could say the same, right? It's for freedom that He wants to set us free. Are you free? Are you free from all those complicated things that people die in Jesus to give you freedom? Are you having this newness of life that just gives you freedom from pain, from internal pain, from all the problems of your past, of your sinful life or things that sometimes we look back and just demolish our days. You know what? There's a message for you. Jesus died to give you this freedom. To enable you to forgive. To enable you to keep walking. To enable you not to look and say, I prefer to have a stroke than to forget that. No, but the one that says, I'll bring to my memory what gives me hope. And I'll keep walking because the Lord, because the great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. So don't allow in any circumstance that your memory leads you to the wrong way. Amen?
Amen.
Don't allow your memories. Don't allow your remembrance. Don't allow anything to lead you because of bitterness, unforgiveness, and other problems to the wrong direction. It needs to lead us to life. The second and the last thing. Don't say hallelujah. We need to bring to memory what gives us hope. That's it. Bring to your memory what will lead you, like Caleb. A man that he was 80 years old after 14 years of a promise. He said, hey, I'm still believing. I'm still alive. I'm here. And well done. He received. Bring to your memory what will lead you to God. Because one day you'll get home. And keep in your mind everything you have. Bring to your memory. I remember 10 years ago, probably you remember that as well. Every team in the world that used to play football against Brazil, they would enter in a stadium looking to the floor and petrified. Do you remember that good time?
No.
I mentioned Brazil football. Every team, they would look to the floor and petrified because they knew the history of the Brazilian team. And we were unbeatable. We were great. Nowadays, they come laughing, saying, who will be the next one to beat Brazil? Don't mention Germany. But they will. It's like Pete and I, the first time we went to play squash, we never beat an American. You see, when you're open, it stops to play, it looks to you and says, come on, brother, what's happening to you? Let me help you. And then he starts to give me some tips. I start to think, I think I'm worse than I thought. But the thing is, if people kept having the same attitude and entering a game to play with Brazil and still saying, we will lose, you know, no matter what, and couldn't see what other people were doing, they would never win. But when they finally thought, no, you know what? This thing is just not what it used to be. They entered with a different attitude. And everything changed, unfortunately. The thing is, remembrance is all about our attitude. It's to understand that we can have a different life. And understand that we are free to be focusing our lives in something that is a lot bigger than we understand. This freedom that will lead us to eternal life. This freedom that will lead us home. We are not there yet. I shared a testimony a few weeks ago on our half hour with Jesus, the service that we do on our lunchtime on Friday, about a missionary couple. They served in China for 50 years. They were 50 years as missionaries in China, and when after 50 years, they were both in their late 70s, they decided to go back to America. They went on a big ship to America, and they were thinking, wow, how they will receive us in America. We'll be with a band or something, we'll be amazing, we'll be a big party, and everybody will be willing to see us 50 years in China as missionaries. It's not easy. When they got there, they were in the third economy class, the third class on that ship, and when they were arriving, they saw a band and people with flags, and they said, great! But when finally the third class left the ship, no band anymore. They were there to receive something else. And that missionary started to be bitter because no one could recognize all the strength and all the things that they did, the sacrifice. And one day that man just looked to his wife and said, look, that's what God has for us. We spent 50 years of our lives serving. And now God, what we have is nothing. No one comes to see us or to celebrate with us or to see us. So ask our God if that's what He has for us. Because when we came home, nothing happened. So ask God if that's what He has for us when we come home. And he left. When he came back, he asked his wife, said, hey, did you ask God if that's what He has for us when we come home? And the wife said, yes, I asked. And what did God answer? The wife said, God answered that we are not home yet. The thing is, remember, may we never forget the sacrifice of men and women that pay with their lives for our tomorrow. May we never forget the sacrifice of the one that gave his life without any blame for you and me. But all of that needs to enable us to live a life of freedom. From sin, from bitterness, from selfishness, from unforgiveness and everything else. That enables us to have a different life. But remember, you're not home yet. We will get there. When everything will be perfect. But until that, we are all mature to remember, to keep walking, and to keep knowing God. Amen. I'd like to invite you to know that we all have things to remember. And we all have things to keep walking. Things that we need to ask God to help us to keep walking. Bitterness, unforgiveness, like I said. Situations that just transform us. Today is the day to thank God, but also a day to recognize that sometimes we are not walking or doing what God wants because of things that happen in our past. I'd like to pray now. I'd like to invite you to put your life before God. Inviting Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life, but also inviting Jesus, the one that paid your past, to show you and to lead you into your future, and to have a life free, but also in preparation to be an eternity of glory. Father, we come before you today knowing that we cannot be like people in Psalm 127, so marked by our past that we would not allow even people to know you or to know the best thing that we have because we are so unhappy and marked by our past. Father, we pray today that we may be free and having a life of freedom that glorifies you, that leads people to you. Father, we thank you for people like Bill and many others that fought battles around the world to keep us safe, to keep us free. But now, Lord, we also celebrate the fact that Jesus paid His life to pay for our mistakes. He took our death and He gave us His life. The abundant eternal life that leads us, Lord, to our eternal life in You. We are not there yet. We are not home yet. But the good news to every one of us today is that if we open ourselves to You, You will lead us home. You will lead us there. And we will be home. So Father, bless us today. Is what we pray, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.